This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the deep dive. If you run a B2B service business, you probably know the absolute best lead you can possibly get is, well, a referral.
Oh, absolutely.
They come pre-qualified, they trust you right off the bat, and cost you basically nothing to acquire.
Yeah, can't beat that.
But here's the rub. They're unpredictable. You can't really build a growth strategy, budgeting for hope someone refers us.
Precisely. And that's what we're diving into today. Customer success marketing, or CSM.
CSM, right.
It's really about strategy. Shifting your client base from just, you know, recurring revenue into a predictable, scalable, actually a quantifiable lead gen engine.
So intentional, not accidental.
Exactly. An intentional process, turning those success anecdotes into solid data-backed marketing proof. Irrefutable proof.
Okay, so our mission today is a deep dive into this system, how you can move from just ad hoc growth, maybe getting lucky with referrals, to a really structured growth machine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're already putting money into things like Google Ads or maybe trying to crack the SEO code.
Which so many are.
Right. This CSM strategy is positioned as the thing that can supercharge every single dollar you spend there because it builds this foundation of truth, actual proof. Under all your marketing claims.
It validates everything else.
Yeah. The goal isn't hoping for a referral call anymore. It's about generating those pre-validated leads almost on demand. So let's start with that referral lead. Our sources call it the ultimate golden ticket.
It really is. High trust leads, they just bypass all that initial skepticism you get with a cold prospect.
But that brings us straight to the core business challenge, doesn't it? What happens when your immediate network, your existing contacts, kind of runs dry?
That's the plateau. And that's exactly where relying just on networking or hoping for those organic referrals starts to fail you. CSM introduces that systematic approach we talked about. It basically institutionalizes the referral process.
Institutionalizes it? How so?
Well, it turns that happy handshake, that positive experience, into a fully utilized marketing asset. Something you can deploy across multiple channels. You're essentially building a kind of perpetual motion machine, but fueled by proof.
I like that, a perpetual motion machine. And I think maybe the most compelling argument for CSM, especially now, is its ability to show clear, quantifiable ROI.
Absolutely. CEOs are demanding that transparency.
Exactly. Traditional marketing, things like general content or brand awareness campaigns, they often struggle with that clear attribution. It's hard to connect the dots.
And that's what's so interesting here. CSM doesn't just generate leads, although it does that well.
Mm-hmm.
It actually addresses some of the, let's call them, deep pain points in modern marketing spend.
Like what?
Well, take the huge issue of wasted ad budget. Let's say you spend $10,000 on a campaign driving traffic to a landing page.
Okay.
If that page just had vague language, you know, we help businesses grow, your conversion rate, it's probably going to be pretty weak.
Yeah, I've seen those pages.
But imagine that same $10,000 drives traffic to a page that says something specific, like, we helped client X slash their cost per acquisition by 15% in 90 days. Here's exactly how.
Okay, big difference.
The efficiency of that ad spend just transforms overnight. That case study, built using CSM principles, it doesn't cost you extra ad dollars, but it radically improves the chance of conversion for every single person who clicks that ad.
Because it's concrete. It's believable proof.
It creates that solid foundation. You move past the vague promises into specific, verifiable proof points.
And that clears up the attribution problem, too.
Massively. When a prospect engages with a specific case study, or even better, tells your sales team, hey, I reached out because I saw your success story with client Y.
Ah, okay.
You can track that lead directly back to the CSM content you published. Crystal clear attribution.
Okay, what about SEO? You know, lots of business owners I talk to are really skeptical about content marketing for SEO. They feel like they've spent money on blog posts that just disappeared, yielded nothing.
Yeah, that's a common frustration.
How does CSM content cut through that skepticism?
Well, it connects directly to how search engines like Google assess content quality now. It's all about EAT.
Right.
Right? Expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness.
Right.
A detailed case study, or maybe a video interview with a client, or even just a presentation showing those quantified results.
Yeah.
That isn't just content, it's proof. Proof of your expertise. And it's provided by an outside, verifiable source, your client.
So it's not just about ranking for broad keywords anymore.
Not at all. It's about ranking for those highly specific, long-tail keywords that actually demonstrate success.
Like instead of just B2B sales strategy, you'd rank for something like how client X boosted qualified leads 30% using our sales strategy, something like that.
Exactly that. Those success stories inherently carry that weight of authority and trust that the algorithms are designed to reward.
Okay.
That kind of content is just exponentially more valuable than, say, another generic white paper. It transforms that SEO budget from a hopeful expense into an engine built on proven results.
The financial argument seems pretty overwhelming when you put it like that.
It really is.
Yeah.
CSM basically multiplies the effectiveness of all your other marketing channels. It makes everything else work harder.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense for the why.
Yeah.
But that brings us to the how. We need the structure, right?
Right.
How do you actually build this machine?
The practical steps.
Our sources break this down into four repeatable pillars. Actionable steps.
Okay, so pillar one, this is the foundation. Identify and interview your champions.
Champions, I like that.
And this isn't just, you know, blasting out a generic email asking, hey, tell us how great we are.
No.
No, this is about proactively identifying specific clients who meet two key criteria. First, obviously, they had a genuinely positive experience working with you.
Makes sense.
And second, and this is critical, they saw measurable, quantifiable results that align with a key service or outcome you want to sell more of.
Measurable and quantifiable. Okay, that sounds straightforward, but I can see a roadblock here. Well, how do you actually approach a busy client, maybe a CEO or a VP, and ask them to essentially share their business numbers, maybe even their competitive advantage just for your marketing? Seems like a big ask.
It is a big ask if you frame it that way. It's all in the positioning.
How should you frame it?
You have to position it as a partnership, not a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of asking for something, you offer them visibility.
Ah, okay.
The ask should really highlight the benefit to the client. Something like, we were so impressed with the results we achieved together. We'd love to showcase your team's innovation and success to our wider network. It's great visibility for your expertise and your business.
So you're reframing it. It's not a testimonial request. It's more like a co-branded PR opportunity for that.
Precisely. It changes the dynamic entirely. Much easier. Yes.
Okay. I like that approach. So let's say they agree. What's next?
Then we move into pillar two. And honestly, this is probably the most critical stage. Capture the story with data.
Okay. Capture the story with data.
Right. If you do the interview and only walk away with a nice quote like, yeah, they were wonderful to work with, frankly, you failed at this stage.
Harsh, but okay. What's the objective then?
The objective is to capture a specific narrative structure. The client is the hero of the story.
The client is the hero, not us.
No, they are the hero. Their prior business challenge, that's the villain or the problem. And your service, that's the magic weapon or the guide that helped them win. That's the solution.
Okay. Hero, problem, solution. Got it.
But crucially, underpinned by data.
Right. The data.
Yeah.
How do we actually pull out those hard numbers? I imagine most clients aren't just going to volunteer, oh yeah, we used to spend $500 per lead. Now it's only $350.
They usually won't volunteer it easily. You have to guide the conversation. You need specific, quantifiable questions that help them anchor their success in actual numbers.
Can you give an example?
Sure. Instead of asking something vague like, so were you happy with the leads we generated? That's too open. Ask something like, thinking back to before we started working together, what was the rough average cost you attributed to acquiring a qualified lead? And maybe where is that number hovering today?
Ah, much more specific.
Or, can you estimate the percentage change, maybe faster or slower, in your average deal closing speed since we implemented that new sales documentation?
I see. So you're forcing that before and after comparison using numbers.
Exactly. You need to know the baseline pain metric and then the resulting success metric. That contrast is the story.
And this is non-negotiable.
Absolutely non-negotiable for true CSM. If you can't get those specific data examples like we increase qualified leads by 30% or we improve customer retention by 12%, then it's not really a customer success marketing piece. It's just a nice testimonial.
Oh, okay.
Without the numbers, it's basically fluff. That specific quantifiable metric is what separates a feel-good quote from a powerful asset that can convince a skeptical buyer to write a big check.
Okay, so we've done the hard work. We've found our champion client. We've conducted that structured, data-focused interview, and we've got the gold standard proof points, that 30% lead increase or the 15% CPA reduction.
Mm-hmm. The good stuff.
Now, you mentioned earlier the biggest mistake is stopping there, just creating like a single PDF that gathers dust.
Exactly. A huge missed opportunity.
So that brings us to pillar three, create multi-channel content.
Yeah, diversity here is absolutely paramount. You have to meet your prospects where they actually are, and different people consume information in very different ways.
Right. Some read, some watch, some just scroll.
Precisely. So that single powerful story you captured, it needs to be atomized, broken down into multiple formats for maximum reach and impact.
Okay, let's break down what assets our sources say are pretty much required. First, you need the deep dive piece, right?
Yes, the detailed long-form case study that typically lives permanently on your website. Great for SEO authority, great for the people who really want all the details.
Okay, the cornerstone. What else?
Then you need the quick hit assets. Things people can consume fast. A short, compelling video testimonial is absolutely crucial today. Video builds emotional trust like nothing else.
Video. Got it.
You also need professional, easily shareable, quote-based graphics for social media. You know, the kind that grab attention in a feed during a two-second scroll. Key stats. Powerful quotes.
Makes sense for platforms like LinkedIn or Twitter.
And a blog post summarizing the key takeaways can be useful too, maybe linking back to the full case study.
Okay, and we can't forget about the sales team, right? They need something tangible too.
Absolutely critical. You need that concise one-sheet PDF summary.
One sheet? Why is that so important?
Well, think about the sales process. That one sheet is the perfect leave behind after a meeting or something quick to email as follow-up. It distills the whole story down to maybe three bullet points. Problem, solution, quantifiable result.
Quick reference, yeah.
You're basically equipping your sales reps with irrefutable proof points they can use right when they face an objection or trying to close the deal. It backs them up instantly.
Okay, multiple assets from one core story. Now we get to pillar four, promote and distribute.
Right, this is where we stop thinking of CSM as some kind of side project or nice to have.
And start integrating it properly.
Exactly. You need to integrate it into your main marketing budget and activities to make it truly powerful. You've invested time and effort creating this amazing content. Now you absolutely must maximize its reach. Strategic distribution is key.
Okay. What are some of those strategic methods? I think my favorite tactic mentioned here is retargeting.
Oh yeah, retargeting with CSM assets is incredibly effective.
Explain that a bit.
So you run specific ads, maybe showing those short video testimonials or the key quote graphics, but only to prospects who have already visited your website but haven't converted yet.
Ah, the ones who hesitated.
Exactly. Maybe they looked at your main service page but weren't quite convinced. Seeing a peer, someone like them, talking about their success with you, that third-party validation is often the final nudge they need to re-engage or request a call.
Powerful. What else?
You absolutely must use the full detailed case studies as high-value lead magnets within your existing Google Ads campaigns.
Instead of just request a demo.
Right. Requesting a demo is a high-commitment ask early on. Instead, offer them the proof first. Offer a download like the framework we use to get Client X a 30% lead increase.
That feels much lower risk for the prospect.
It is. It builds trust, demonstrates value up front, and converts those initial clicks into genuinely warm leads much faster. You're offering proof before you ask for their time or money.
Okay, that's a huge shift in the conversion goal. And finally.
Finally, leverage LinkedIn strategically. When you share the long-form case study or the blog post summary, make sure you tag the client company and maybe even the key people involved, always with their permission, of course.
Why is tagging so important?
Because it amplifies your reach dramatically, often organically. It pushes your content directly into the networks of businesses similar to your client, people who follow them. It's essentially peer-to-peer marketing, but professionally facilitated by you. Hashtag tag outro.
So, wrapping this all up, what does this deep dive really mean for you, the listener? Customer success marketing, CSM. It's clearly not just about collecting some feel-good quotes to sprinkle on your website.
Not at all.
It's about taking the positive outcome of a client engagement, which might otherwise be random or anecdotal, and really systematizing it.
Turning it into a repeatable process.
Yeah, turning it into a data-driven marketing asset, an asset that verifies and amplifies every other dollar you're already spending on ads, on content, on SEO.
It really does transform your marketing budget, moving it away from being just an expense line item towards being a predictable profit-driving machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all built on that foundation of quantifiable proof.
It feels like it creates a pretty strong competitive advantage too.
Oh, almost unshakable sometimes. I mean, think about it. While your competitors are still out there making vague claims about innovation or strategic partnerships.
Right, the usual buzzwords.
You're hitting prospects with irrefutable evidence.
Yeah.
A 30% gain here, a 15% cost reduction there, all validated by a real third-party client. It just cuts through the noise and replaces skepticism with actual confidence.
It really is a beautifully closed loop system, isn't it? We started this conversation talking about the golden ticket, the referral, and now we've basically detailed the factory that can systematically print those golden tickets, all backed by verified numbers.
That's a great way to put it. And that leads perfectly into our final thought for you to mull over after this deep dive.
Okay, leave us with something to think about.
We emphasized again and again that the absolute key to powerful CSM is specific, quantifiable data, the numbers.
Right.
The proof.
So think about your most successful client relationship right now, the one you're proudest of. Before you even think about asking them for an interview or a testimonial, try to identify that one core metric first.
The 30% increase, the 15% reduction,
yeah.
That kind of thing. Exactly. What specific, measurable, quantifiable proof point drawn directly from the success you delivered in your current business operations with them could serve as the rock-solid foundation for your very first customer success marketing piece.
Find the number first.
Find that specific number. Focus on identifying that quantifiable proof point. If you can nail that down, the compelling story and ultimately the profitable lead generation that follows becomes so much easier to build.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.